protect your head from tree branches, signs, and anything your cane doesn't pick up with the Sunu Band, the first smart mobility aid for blind pedestrians.
It's very discreet. I can scan around with my wrist, and the vibrations tell me where the obstacles are in real time. It's like having an invisible cane for my upper body. It makes it easy to keep social distance, navigate crowds, following waiting lines, and more. On top of that, the free mobile app guides me to places, streets, and destinations step by step. The best part is I don't need to take my phone out of my pocket to use these features. Sunu Band is amazing.
Visit sunu.com and learn more. Use discount code BEYOND40 and receive $40 off your Sunu Band. That's sunu.com, sunu.com.
Spectrum has great news for blind and beyond listeners. You can now catch all the news and stay informed with the Spectrum News app. Born accessible, the Spectrum News app has built-in compatibility with Apple and Android accessibility features. When you download the Spectrum News app, you can stay in the know with live news, access Spectrum's portfolio of news networks wherever you are. The live news gives you timely information and breaking news. Read local news articles with coverage from our Spectrum News journalists and local partner publications. And get weather forecasts from our meteorologists, including hourly forecasts and updates so you can plan your day. Best of all, you can even customize your experience by browsing and following topics you're interested in, including local politics, education, traffic, health, and more. Download the Spectrum News app today. Not a Spectrum customer? Download the app and enjoy free access on us for 30 days. The Spectrum News app with built-in accessibility is your community connection, providing stories and information that matter to you and your community. Download it today.
Xavier Society provides religious, spiritual, and inspirational reading materials in Braille and audio to blind and visually impaired individuals worldwide. We provide these materials free of charge thanks to the generous support of our donors. Our mission to support this community of faithful in understanding, developing, and practicing their faith began in 1900. We hope to serve many more people in new and innovative ways. Please help us continue this important ministry for another 120 years by spreading word of our mission. To learn more about how we serve, call us at 212-473-7800 or visit our website, XavierSocietyForTheBlind.org. That's XAVIER SocietyForTheBlind.org.
Years of helping his fellow blinded veterans paid off recently for one dedicated volunteer in the form of the Department of Veterans Affairs National Male Volunteer of the Year Award. James Hogan has logged nearly 3,000 hours of voluntary service through the Blinded Veterans Association. That organization helps blinded veterans and their families by providing service programs, regional groups, resources, and advocacy. There's no charge for any of it, and you don't have to be a member to get help. All legally blinded veterans are eligible for assistance, whether they become blind during or after active duty military service. The volunteers demonstrate equipment and aids used by the blind, provide information on programs and services, and encourage blinded veterans to use the opportunities that will help them become more independent and self-sufficient. The veterans' family members often volunteer too, and in Hogan's case, so does his guide dog, Atticus, who serves as a therapy dog for Veterans Administration hospital patients. Learn more at BVA.org or 800-669-7079.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity, and vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone, because we are driven too, to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios. Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down.
Welcome back to the second hour of the Blind and Beyond radio show. Thank you for joining us on our New Year's Eve show. That's right, 2 days before New Year's, this is our show, and this is the Blind and Beyond radio show. And if you don't know what Blind and Beyond radio show is all about, well, let's just say we're the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. And I'm your host, Michael. Tonight, well, it's supposed to be a fun show. We have all the co-hosts on the show tonight at one time. Sheila Young is here. Dave and Brenda's here. We also have Dave, what's his name? What? Gary Sinclair's here. And we also have our guest host, Reverend Charles Brooks. And he's trying to get Dawn to come on. We even have the lovely, what's your name?
Can you hear me now?
The Scream.
Oh, yeah. Don't
and also...
up.
My wife, okay. Lynn Golden.
Let's go to David. Can you set up the song?
David? Yes, I can set up the song.
Michael's picking up the whole segment with the reintroduction.
There you go. Well, we're gonna do a song now.
I'm here, but I don't
want
to turn it on.
Hi there, Don.
Hi, Don.
Hey, Don.
You've come in just in the nick of time. We're about to do a debut. This is a song that. I got an email from Lynn a couple days ago, and she said while she was doing chores, she got ideas for a song. And so she sent me a few lines for lyrics. She said, throw some chords behind that if you would. So naturally, as a procrastinator, I waited to the last second, and I couldn't think of anything until about 4 o'clock today. And I said, hey, I'm going to try something. So I threw those lyrics together under a little bit of a reggae music.
And, 2020, you know the usual, giving us plenty. Not always the good stuff, man, how it's been rough. Said goodbye, now goodbye, yeah. I said so long, 2020. Giving us plenty. Now you are the foreman, so go slink in the corner. Goodbye, said goodbye, yeah. Time to pass the baton, so won't you just go move. Reaching out to us, we're gonna celebrate without much fuss. Now goodbye, so long,
sayonara, see you later.
I said goodbye, 2020. You know the usual, giving is plenty. I don't think I could make it any clearer. I'd love to see you in the rearview mirror. Goodbye, I said goodbye, yeah. Goodbye, 2020. No, you sure giving us plenty. Now you are the former, so go slink in the corner. Now goodbye,
2020.
I said goodbye.
Get out of here.
Now goodbye. Good riddance.
All right, Dad.
All right. Good riddance. Goodbye, 2020. Hello, 21. Yes, hello, 21. That was Dave. Big Dave.
Time to leave 2020 in the rearview mirror and get the heck out of here.
That's it. You got it.
All right, Dave, it's your, we have time. Yeah, we have 4 minutes, Dave. Set up your trivia real fast.
Oh, holy cow. Okay, on top of that, I've got a trivia song, and this is a song you guys are going to know, and somebody, a music aficionado, is going to bail me out here. So just tell me, who did this song in the mid-70s? You're going to know it.
407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Who's singing the song?
Operators are standing by.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Give me one moment. I done got them all mixed up because I had them in order and we went all over the place.
Don't you worry. I've got faith in you.
Chris, we can do it when we come back from break. Let's say hi to Kevin in the meantime and we'll play David's song when we come back from break.
Gotcha. Okay, Kevin, you on the phone line. Go ahead, Kevin.
Hi, Kevin.
Hey, Kevin. Merry Christmas,
Michael,
buddy.
Lynn, everyone else.
It's me, Kevin. Kevin from North Carolina.
Yep.
How are you, Kevin?
Say hi and tell you my thoughts on 2020.
Okay,
2020, year of vision. Gave us a nice little insight or peek of what we have to look forward to.
Yeah. I like that, Kevin. Because we do have a lot to look forward to.
Yep.
Very true.
I love it.
Do you have any big plans for 2021?
No. Same as every other year.
Keep on keeping on, right?
Yep.
Well, I hope you had a good Christmas.
Well, same as any other.
You on vacation time?
Yep. We're off until the 4th.
That's good. That's good. How's the weather up there? It's cold down here.
Yeah, it's still working. Life's good.
It got down to 18 the other day.
Where's this?
35 or so.
North Carolina. It's 18 degrees. Oh, it's too cold for me.
Wow.
Yeah, I think that was Thursday or Friday. So, but it's supposed to start warming up a little bit.
Have you snowed up there?
What's that?
Any snow up there, Kevin?
Nope.
No snow.
Not around here.
Well, thanks for calling in, and we're going to wish you a Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
And we're going to go to break.
We'll catch you later. Yep.
No,
Happy New
Year.
Oh, I thought we are.
Hey, man.
We have 1 minute.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you for calling, Kevin.
Thank you, buddy.
Thanks for listening.
All right. So Chris found Dave's song, but
When we come back.
Yeah.
When we come back. Yeah. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. We're going to go to break. We're going to go to break. Chris, let's go to break. We'll come back earlier.
We've got a lot of trivia together.
Yes. And folks, you can call in too and wish somebody a Happy New Year if you want to call in. Mm-hmm. Don't forget the phone number is calling in. It's 407-894-1680.
Be right back.
Let's be honest. Many of us experience joint discomfort and achiness and stiffness and soreness that comes with inflammation and age. Many of us are baby boomers. Well, Upgrade is a health and wellness company committed to revolutionizing healthcare through plant-based ingredients. Upgrade's flagship product, Perform, Daily Inflammation, or Perform for short, is designed to alleviate joint discomfort, aches and stiffness, and the soreness that comes with inflammation. Upgrade Perform uses a proprietary blend of turmeric, ashwagandha, tart cherry, and ginger root that is fully organic and consists of the most bioavailable turmeric on the market without unnecessary additives like black pepper and harmful synthetic chemicals. To learn more, visit them at www.upgrade.com, and that's spelled UPGRAID. And don't forget to use promo code RADIO20 at checkout to receive 20% off on all orders. Let Upgrades perform for you.
The Assistive Technology Industry Association is excited to bring its annual conference online this winter. ATIA 2021 AT Connected, ATIA's annual event focused on learning about assistive technology across age, disability, and environments, will be held online the last week of January and first week of February. This year's conference features a powerful education strand focused on vision and hearing technologies, as well as the world's leading companies showcasing the latest in vision-related assistive technologies. Check out the exhibitors' experience and all the prizes ATIA's exhibitors are giving away. This year, there is also a range of registration options, including a free option. Plus, for the month of November, you can get 20% off full conference registration with discount code ATIA21Vision. Learn more by visiting ATIA.org/blind and beyond.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Xavier Society provides religious, spiritual, and inspirational reading materials in Braille and audio to blind and visually impaired individuals worldwide. We provide these materials free of charge thanks to the generous support of our donors. Our mission to support this community of faithful in understanding, developing, and practicing their faith began in 1900. We hope to serve many more people in new and innovative ways. Please help us continue this important ministry for another 120 years by spreading word of our mission. To learn more about how we serve, call us at 212-473-7800 or visit our website, XavierSocietyForTheBlind.org. That's X-A-V-I-E-R, SocietyForTheBlind.org.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
Mitzi Kit is the original tactile sewing and crafting system created for the blind, elderly, and disabled, invented by a daughter to help her blind mother relearn how to sew and touch in place of sight. Mitzi Kits come in simple, moderate, and advanced levels, are easy to use, and provide beautiful end products like pillows, scarves, lap blankets, and more. Adaptations level the playing field, enabling all to participate with the right level of challenge for success, producing a great sense of accomplishment and self-worth. A simple fleece no-sew pillow kit or moderate cotton sewing pillow kit comes with everything you need to complete for just $19.99, and free shipping is included. Group discounts also available. So visit us at mitzykit.org. That's www.mitsykit.org. Mitzi Kit.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
We're back. Oh, yes, we're definitely back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. And for those people that are listening in the car, why don't you peep your horn? Peep your horn out there. Those people are just driving down the street. Beep, beep. Peep your horn and say, we're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Don't start any problems now. Beep, beep.
That's it. Blow your horn.
Let's start a riot.
Peep your horn.
Yeah, something like
that. Wait a minute. The phone number to call in, if you're listening, to the show, this crazy show. 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. What are you saying now, Lynn?
Beep, beep.
Oh, Dave's trivia. Dave, David, you're up for your trivia.
All right. That is to say 407-894-1680, my friends. And I've got a tune coming
up. Is that like 407-894-1680?
Exactly like that. Exactly like that. That's the number to call for this winning song. Song from the mid-70s. Someone's going to know who it is. Please tell me. Call in and tell me who did this song. To be in love, to be in love. Well, it'll be somebody else's queen. I don't wanna know about it. There's too many others that know what I mean, and that's why I got to live without it.
All right, Sheila, you can't say anything, Sheila.
All right. That should give him a pretty good clue.
Sheila cannot say a word because I know she over there rocking.
A big song for this. And totally opposite of their normal style, which is kind of a much heavier rock variety. So
yeah.
But anyway, that was one of my and incidentally Charles, who I know you know who that group is. My first album was their first album. The first album I ever had when I was 9 years old, my grandmother bought me, and I'll tell you a little more about it in a second, but. She said,
"Don't want to give too much away."
But she said, "Dave will love this kind of music." She said,
"Dave, you confuse me. You confuse me. You said that was your first album. Did you sing in that album?"
Yeah.
Exactly. That wasn't your first album,
Gary. That's what I thought he meant too.
It's all how you look at it.
The first album he owned.
Yes.
Okay. That's better.
33
put out. Exactly. So, any call in yet? I know you're good, Dave.
407-894-1680. Who did that song? Doggone it.
And if you'd like to call in and just give a shout out to anybody for Happy New Year, you're more than welcome. Now's the time to call in. 407-894-1680. If you know anybody. Hey, wait a minute.
What's kind of appropriate for 2020, though? I was thinking of my niece.
What's appropriate? It sucked. Get rid of
bad time to be gone.
And Beyond Radio Show says, listen to what it says. It's happy that 2020 is gone, and we're looking forward to 2021.
Yee-hoo.
You know,
it's a good time to be alive.
Right. But a bad time to be in love.
You could say it's tough, but thank God Blank Blind to be on radio show. We were on, and we have a show every week for everybody out there. Yeah. And all our co-hosts, our friends were with us, and Chris was healthy, and he's with us. So we still had a
good time. Keep on keeping on.
Keep on keeping on.
Yep. We have survived.
You know, I'm kind of bummed. I would have thought somebody would have known that song. And I think people are probably just bashful.
You know what? Maybe we should go to Sheila's song now and make sure we get everything in. And then if anybody calls in for yours, what do you think? Yes?
Well,
no. Wait a minute.
Uh-oh.
Wait a minute.
I
want to take a journey over to the great state of Pennsylvania. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to Pennsylvania, and then we're going over to the Steel Curtain City. We're going to Pittsburgh, that is. Ladies and gentlemen, men and women, boys and girls of all ages, I welcome to you to the phone line, Terry. Terry, how you doing?
Hey, Terry, what's up, man?
Hi, Terry.
Is that you, Dave?
It's me. What's cooking, bud?
This is Terry from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Do you know who did that song?
You played a song that reminded me of one of my first concerts that I went to with Mark Farner and the Grand Funk Railroad.
Yeah!
Funk Railroad. And you just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway. Subway, $10 gift card coming your way.
Very nice. I knew someone would bail me out. Someone had to know that song. Thanks, man.
You went to a concert?
I think it was actually like the second or third concert I ever went to in the 70s, and it was Grand Funk and Mark Farner, and there it was.
Wow.
Yeah. They have concerts in Pittsburgh. I can't believe it.
Actually, this was in Connecticut.
They even have a football team, I think, in Pittsburgh.
If you can get through the snow to get to the stadium, you can go see it one, right?
Yeah. Oh, we're used to the snow. We can get through the snow.
There you go. You're pros up there, that's for sure.
Actually, Terry might have gone to that concert here in Florida.
You never know.
It was actually in Connecticut. Brenda, it was actually in Connecticut.
Oh, my goodness.
I was 15 years old.
He's still a youngster at heart, right?
Just a few years ago. You're right.
Thanks for calling in, Terry.
Thank you, Terry. Hold on and give your address to Chris, all righty? And Happy
Thanks,
New
guys.
Year.
Thanks for
Family
having me.
Of Hollywood Beach, Florida.
Thanks, Terry.
Thank you. Oh, from Hollywood Beach, Florida.
Hold on, Terry. Family. Don't hang up, all right?
Guys. I'm on.
He gets around. That's Terry.
Chris, can we go to Sheila's song now while you're doing that?
Yes, ma'am. I got you covered.
Just a little juggling.
Okay, Sheila, you're up.
Sheila, you're up. Your song, your trivia.
All right, this is one of my favorite songs for New Year's Eve. So go for it, Chris.
When the bells all ring and the horns all blow, and the couples we know are fondly kissing, will I be with you or will I be among the missing? Maybe it's much too early in the game. Oh, but I thought I'd ask you just the same. What are you doing, New Year's? New Year's Eve. Wonder who's on. Exactly 12 o'clock that night, welcoming in the new year, New Year's Eve.
Wait, sing that song, 407-894-1680, 407-894-1680, we'll sing that song.
Out of a thousand invitations you receive.
Okay, Chris.
You know, this is right around the only time that I kind of get jazzy because this allows me to kind of sit in front of the fire pit with some hot chocolate and just relax and just listen to some good old jazz music. Thanks, Sheila. Yeah. I needed that one.
Yeah, it's a nice selection of songs tonight. Sheila, while we're waiting for somebody to call in, hopefully to guess your song, and what is your take on 2020? We were talking about it off the air, but what is your take?
I loved 2020 because I genuinely feel that we've all gotten more connected. Thank you to Zoom. I think that we have been able to keep the radio show going because of Zoom. I feel that I have made so many new friends because of ACB community calls, and GOCB has been able to continue. FCB, Florida Council, has been able to continue. We've had calls. We've been able to stay connected. And I think that is the most important part of this whole year, because if we had not had Zoom and had not had community calls, we all would have been sitting at home doing nothing, getting depressed, and just going crazy. So I'm very blessed with the fact that we've been able to make it work.
Which is true. I mean, thank God we've got the technology that at least we've been able to get through, you know, and...
Listen, that's positive. It's very interesting. I had a positive thought about 2020.
Well, wait,
very interesting.
She's not the only one. We all said that we have. There's always something positive.
And I'm healthy. I didn't get COVID, and I have been out and about, but not as much as I usually do. So I have saved a lot of money.
I mean, this is something I would certainly not choose, and I hate it for the people that are suffering, and especially for those that are hurt by, you know, deaths and the economy being in such bad shape. But for me personally, I haven't been affected as much as many. So I'm very fortunate in that aspect that I'm retired, so it hasn't affected my job for as far as an office job, but it has affected as far as me playing, doing live performances, and that's been pretty rough. So, it's been difficult. It has given me opportunities because I have I've enjoyed doing some of those live concerts that a few of you guys have tuned into, and that's been a lot of fun. So I wouldn't have had a chance to do some of those most likely, but I would take normal over any of that.
Let's take a trip over to...
I agree with you, Dave, for sure. But my whole point is it's not been all bad.
Right.
And we are all healthy. And
right. Thank God. Sheila? Sheila, I think Chris is trying to break in.
In the midst of us having a fantastic and looking at 2020 from a different light, here's a little light. From Palm Beach, Florida, and let's talk with Angela, who has the answer to the trivia question. Angela, are you there?
Yes, I Angela. Am.
Hi, Angela.
Hi, Angela. Hi. Where is Angela calling from?
West Palm Beach,
Florida.
Boynton Beach.
Boynton Beach.
Yes, Florida.
Boynton Beach.
Nice. Oh, Boynton Beach.
First of all, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you.
Same.
So what do you think? Who's singing that song?
Ella Fitzgerald.
You're 100% right.
Okay.
Congratulations. And you can point this up, a $10 gift card from Subway.
Thank you guys so much.
You're welcome.
Yay!
You guessed Sheila's song.
Good job, Miss Angela.
I mean, do you have any positive things or negative things to say about 2020?
All I can say is 2020 has been good to me and my family. You know, no one died from COVID, and we all survived. Hey, we still got food to eat and a home to be in. So it's been good. So I'm looking forward to 2021.
And you just won a Subway gift card, too. Don't forget that.
Yeah, absolutely.
I know you got more food.
Congratulations, Angela. And
thank you.
Happy New Year, Angela.
Thank you for calling in, Angela.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Chris, we're going to go to break.
Don't go away. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
True.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, so you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote.
Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
A new offering from CVS Pharmacy is making it easier for patients with visual impairments to manage their prescriptions. Spoken Rx is a new feature in the CVS Pharmacy app that allows patients to use their smartphone to scan a sticker on the bottom of their prescription bottle and hear important medication information read out loud in English or Spanish. Currently, the patient's name, medication strength, and dosage instructions are communicated, with more information coming in future enhancements. 1,500 CVS Pharmacy locations will be equipped to use these stickers by the end of the year, and they'll be available in all CVS Pharmacy locations nationwide by the end of 2021. To learn more about Spoken Rx or check availability near you, visit cvs.com/SpokenRx.
Protect your head from tree branches, signs, and anything your cane doesn't pick up with a Sunu Band, the first smart mobility aid for blind pedestrians.
It's very discreet. I can scan around with my wrist, and the vibrations tell me where the obstacles are in real time. It's like having an invisible cane for my upper body. It makes it easy to keep social distance, navigate crowds, following waiting lines, and more. On top of that, the free mobile app guides me to places, streets, and destinations step by step. The best part is I don't need to take my phone out of my pocket to use these features. Sunu Band is amazing.
Visit sunu.com and learn more. Use discount code BEYOND40 and receive $40 off your Sunu Band. That's sunu.com, sunu.com.
Sunday Scaries is thrilled to partner with the Blind and Beyond radio show. As one of the nation's most trusted CBD brands, Sunday Scaries has always been solely focused on tackling the growing problem of daily anxiety. Sunday Scaries' proprietary vitamin-enriched CBD products were made just to help you relax and chill out. They're legal in all 50 states, and there's no THC, so you won't get high. Did you know that almost 70% of CBD in the U.S. is imported from China? That's terrifying. All of Sunday Scary's CBD is sourced from USDA-certified farms outside Denver, so you can trust the quality. Try Sunday Scary's today with a 100% money-back guarantee at sundayscaries.com and save 25% off your first purchase with code BB25.
Let's be honest. Many of us experience joint discomfort and achiness and stiffness and soreness that comes with inflammation and age. Many of us are baby boomers. Well, Upgrade is a health and wellness company committed to revolutionizing healthcare through plant-based ingredients. Upgrade's flagship product, Perform Daily Inflammation, or Perform for short, is designed to alleviate joint discomfort, aches and stiffness, and the soreness that comes with inflammation. Upgrade Perform uses a proprietary blend of turmeric, ashwagandha, tart cherry, and ginger root that is fully organic and consists of the most bioavailable turmeric on the market without unnecessary additives like black pepper and harmful synthetic chemicals. To learn more, visit them at www.upgrade.com, and that's spelled UPGRAID. And don't forget to use promo code RADIO20 at checkout to receive 20% off on all orders. Let Upgrades Perform perform for you.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back. Welcome back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. And listen, folks, if you missed any part of this show or any other show this year or any show in the last 6 years, go to our website, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. That's blindandbeyondradioshow.org. And if you want to write to us for any reason, even if it's good, which we'd love to hear, write to Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Okay, so it's time for my trivia.
All right.
Trivia time, 407-894-1680, 407-894-1680. Who is singing this song? Trivia time.
When mistletoe and tinsel blow, paint a yuletide valentine. Back home I go, those I know, for a Christmas auld lang syne. And as we gather round the tree, our voices all combine in sweet accord to thank the Lord for a Christmas auld lang syne.
Okay, Chris.
Sleigh bells ring.
So who is singing that song? 407-894-1680.
Let's talk to Charles.
Let's talk now. We're waiting for someone to call for the trivia. Let's talk to Charles Brooks. Reverend Charles Brooks, are you there?
Oh, yes. I'm here.
So tell me something, Charles. What do you have to say about 2020? Yeah.
Has been a good year. A good year to look forward and not back. To remember what has happened, but still go forward. Sometimes we get stuck and we stay in a certain place, but with the beginning of the new year, 2020 coming in, we have something to look forward to. With the vaccines coming out, we have something to look forward to. We still have our health. We still have our connections, our friends, our relationships. We have a lot to look forward to for 2021.
Well, thank you. I guess I'm really the only one really negative about 2020 then. Just 2020. As far as I was concerned, 2020, it was not very good. I have a great grandchild in Philadelphia I haven't even seen yet. I can't wait. She's going to be a year old in April. April should be a year old. And I can't wait if I get my vaccine shot so I can go up there and see her.
Well, Michael, yep. You had a great-grandchild born.
Yep.
Sheila had a grandchild born. And I had a grandchild born this year.
We have great-grandchildren.
Well, great-grand.
We have a lot to be thankful for, but the whole bottom line is in some situations we're trying to make the best of a very difficult time. So, I mean... You know, it was not a great year. There were a lot of good things that happened in the year, fortunately.
We were some of the lucky ones. We didn't get sick, thank God. We didn't lose our homes, thanks God. We still have food on the table, thank God. So we were some of the lucky ones. If you listen to this radio show, there's a lot of people out there that are hurting really bad, really bad.
Yes, there are.
It's terrible. They don't have food, Michael, they don't have shelter. It's horrible. Horrible.
Ones I think of that had it really, really bad. It's California people with the fires and the Gulf, up all through the Gulf that had all the hurricanes this year. And they have to go through the virus and all the fires and all the hurricanes and all the rebuilding and start their lives completely over. Not a little bit over, all the way.
Yeah.
But it's something to look forward to.
We need everybody to put a prayer out for all those people this year so their next year can be better too.
Yes.
Chris, you there?
All day, every day.
Oh, I was wondering if anybody was on the line, but if not, what is your take on 2020?
We got a lot to be grateful for in spite of everything that we've heard, everything that we've seen. You know, you was bound to know that some were going to be won and some were going to be lost. So I took 2020 as a year of, even though the vision wasn't there that we thought was going to be there in 2020, but I still took 2020 and embraced it. not for it to become the norm, but to get an understanding of 2020 so I know what not to do and how to help others out along this journey. I've truly been blessed in this pandemic to still be eligible to work, to still be eligible to go out and do the jobs that I normally do, and to still go out and be a blessing to other people at the same time. I've just been giving a helping hand as much as I can, but being safe and keeping social distancing as well. So my take on 2020, God has truly been a blessing, and I thank him for every bit, even the shortcomings, along with the, coming in with those blessings. So my 2020 has been absolutely marvelous, and I'm grateful for it because, like I said, like you all said, we're still here, we're still healthy. And for those that I know, people that have survived the COVID-19 situation, oftentimes we just heard about people who got sick and who passed away, but there have been far more people who've got COVID and survived.
That's true.
Yeah, that's true. Let's go now to Sheila. I'm waiting for anybody to call in for the trivia. Let's go to Sheila. Sheila, let's do your toast.
All right. For 2020 to end, and I know it's not New Year's Eve, but it is our last show of 2020, so we want to wish each of you a Happy New Year's.
Yay!
Ching, ching.
Ching, ching. Toast.
Salute.
Salute.
21.
Cheers.
Michael, do you have a little toast from us?
Yes.
Okay.
2020 is all used up. It's time to go for a new year.
I would like to toast all the folks that are listening to this radio show, the blessing of being alive in this 2020 epidemic year, which is, to me, not a good year. And looking forward to 2021, I toast everybody to be positive, be focused, and enjoy 2021. Love you all. I'm glad my wife and all my friends
and family,
yes, are healthy right now. And thank you all for listening to the radio show. We love you all listening to this radio show, and we like you being part of this radio show.
Yes,
and if you would like to call in, you got something to say,
yes,
call in now, 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. If you have anything to say, now's the time. The lines are wide open. You can call in now. Now's the time to call in. If you would like to wish anybody a Happy New Year, now's
the
time.
We have operators waiting for your call.
I guess so. Nobody knew my trivia, huh? That was interesting. I didn't think anybody would know it.
It's a familiar voice, but
I have two guesses.
All right, let me hear.
Are you done with it?
Yeah.
I'll give the answer in a minute. You can tell me. Because nobody's calling in. Nobody's going to get it.
Nope. Go ahead, Charles.
Wait. Before you say anything, is anyone on the line, Chris? Chris?
He might be talking to somebody.
Yeah, don't give me the answer then yet. Chris, anybody on the line?
She ain't on the line. He's talking to somebody.
No, not yet. I was talking with DJ Carter. Carter just came in, and he wanted to wish you guys a Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Carter.
Happy New Year to Carter. So anyway, so what are you thinking now, Charles? Nobody's on the line.
Well, my first thought was Perry Como.
It was not Perry Como.
And it was, and then I said it had to be Dean.
Dean Martin.
Dean Martin.
It was not Dean Martin. Nope.
Oh, then it was Frankie?
It was not Frankie.
Wow.
All right.
Uh-oh.
It was.
Who was it?
Bobby Boucher. My mama said.
I'll give you a hint. Okay, everybody, here's a hint. Splish, splash, I was taking a bath.
Oh, geez. Bobby
Darin?
That's Bobby Darin.
That's why I didn't think anybody would get that. Was Bobby Darin singing that song. Bobby Darin.
Wow.
I like the better Splish, Splash, Taking a Bath.
Yeah.
Bobby.
Bobby Darin.
I would like to say that I am so happy that we have had all of us together tonight, and for us to have the last show with everybody here.
Been great fun.
Absolutely. Superb.
Well, Miss Green's got something to say. Listen to Miss Green.
The dogs got something to say. Happy, they're saying Happy New Year. I heard them.
Miss Green.
Now, Miss Green is saying, somebody take me out.
That's Miss Green. She's our mascot, Miss Green, the barking machine.
Yeah.
Phoebe is in my lap, and Daisy, I don't know what she's... Oh, Daisy's sleeping over there.
Hey, Michael.
Yeah.
David mentioned something, Miss Green. Explain to people about your dog, Miss Green. How was she named Miss Green?
Because when we got her, and she was 8 weeks old, and we did it a picture. And at the time, it was her whole brothers and sisters were lined up in Pennsylvania, and we were going to go up there and get one. And Lynn liked the one dog that had a green ribbon around her body, and
each one had
a different color ribbon. So we said, we'll take the one with the green ribbon. So when we got there, we asked for Miss Green, the one with the green ribbon. The woman said, what are you gonna name her? I said, you might as well keep the same thing. Call her Miss Green. Because
they're... me in the parking lot.
First for me.
Yes, you can change your names. I said, we love the name Miss Green. So that's what we got.
Yep.
That's appropriate.
Got a good ring to it.
Charles, you should remember that. We learned that way back in Blind and Beyond.
Blind Matters.
Miss Green is
Blind Matters, Blind Matters. Yep. I always remember that story.
Yeah.
Miss Green.
It's all new to me.
The green ribbon.
Yep, the green ribbon.
Hey, I got something.
Not the blue ribbon, the green ribbon.
I got something.
Does anybody want to call in right now? The lines are wide open if you want to call and wish anybody a happy new year. If you have anything to say about 2020?
You want to tell us what you got for Christmas?
Dawn is on the air.
Dawn, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
You want to say something, Dawn?
I want to thank for all of you for being our friends. And no matter what's happened, you've always come to our rescue and helped us and helped everybody. And we're going to support to a new one together. And just always remember the good side. And the bad side will take care of itself.
It really is. That is so nice, Dawn. And it's really what Sheila said. It's so special that we're all together tonight. It's just amazing.
Hey, Dawn, I want to let you know that you're at my top of my prayers every day since when you got sick. You've been at my top of my prayers every day.
Well, thank you. Please keep them up.
All right.
Thank you. Keep it up.
Listen, I got a song for 2020.
Okay.
It's an old school jam. It just came to me. It go, unforgettable.
Yeah.
In every way.
Very good.
Keep going. 2020, all right. It's
and forevermore. I hope this how it stays in 2020.
Chris.
I messed it up.
You're not the king.
You know what, Chris? You're sounding like...
You're not Chris, the king. You're like... you doing good.
Hey, Chris, with that, you sound like Johnny Mathis.
Right.
Hey, folks,
Chris has
I want to thank everybody listening to the show tonight, even though you didn't call in. I want to thank you for listening to this show. I want to thank Charles Brooks and his wife, Dawn, for being on the show. I want to thank Sheila Young. I want to thank Gary Sinclair. I want to thank Ms. Brenda and Dave Hildebrand. I even want to thank the young lady sitting next to me, Miss Green. And I want to thank all the young ladies sitting next to me. I faked her out right there. It's Lynn Golder. I faked you out, Lynn.
Hey, Michael, back in the day at Blind Matters, you accidentally said you were going to say Lynn, and you called Lynn, Miss Green. You remember that
one? Yes, he did.
Yep.
Better when he did it on purpose. Stay alive a little longer that way.
I think we should call each other on New Year's Eve or text each other or something to continue this.
I ain't texting you.
Well, I won't text you, Gary.
Blind man ain't going to text you.
No.
Let's go.
I am
actually taking part in the community-a-thon for ACB, and we have a 12-hour thing going from 3 p.m. to 3 a.m.
Holy cow.
And it's
like a marathon.
It's going. It is a marathon. It's a community-a-thon, so it's going to be so much fun.
What are you going to be doing, Sheila?
I will be hosting, I think it's 5 to 6 p.m. or 6 to 7. I can't remember what hour.
Hey, Sheila, here's an idea for you. And don't think it's stupid, but you ought to get a hold of Guinness Book of Records. It'll be the first one.
Gary, it was...
All right, Lynn, wrap it up.
Okay. Wrap it up. It was that moment.
Can you play... Chris, can you play my Kenny G, please? And I'd like to just give my little wrap up, and then we'll say goodnight. Okay?
Okay.
That's what happened to it. Oh, Michael and I would like to thank you, all our loyal listeners, and our wonderful sponsors. Thank you for a successful 2020 year of the Blind to Beyond radio show. And may 2021 be a healthier and happier new year for all of us. We'd like to talk to you when, Michael?
Same time, 1 week from today.
Next year.
Yeah, next year, 2021. Absolutely, but 1 week from today. So don't go away. We'll be right back in 1 year.
We'll talk to you next year. We love each and every one of you. And we love Sheila and Gary and Dave and Charles and Chris
and Miss Green
and Michael.
Oh, we love you too.
Love you guys.
Love you.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Hey, I'll see you guys in less than a week.
By yourself.
Stay safe.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone.
Stay safe.
Love you all.
Thanks for listening.
Good night, John Boy.
Good night.